Good morning, everyone. I am in an interesting mood today. I'm in the mood to tell all, to reveal things about me that you certainly don't want to know. This came up when I was having a jolly email exchange with my friend Tim, and I told him, I said, at age 65, I have zits. And the dermatologist put me on an antibiotic, and that's giving me gas. I said, now with zits and gas, I think it's time for me to start dating again. And he said that made him laugh. Anyway, moving right along, we were discussing, in a serious vein, we were discussing all the many parroters saying I am that, and in this sassy vein that we were in, and that this attitude that I take when I'm talking with Tim, I said, all these people that say once you know that you are, you'll never suffer again, I said, clearly they were not in chemo or didn't have a spouse in chemo. They would have been too busy screaming, crying, throwing up, cussing, you know. I started my website when I was doing all of that. And in spite of all that, the note of true grace and spirituality seeped in sideways, came in through the cracks of all my rants. I really was like the psalmist saying, oh God, save me, thy waves and billows have come over me. And I'm mad as hell, and I'm crying, and I'm praying, and I'm exhausted, and I'm pushing the grocery cart, and everything's pushing my buttons, and there's bills to pay, and there's drugs to pick up at the pharmacy, and I can't freaking sleep. So I told Tim, I said, you know, I underestimate myself, really. I said, if I'm going to start dating, I need to date a saint. No, I'm being silly, but it's Friday, TGIF. I guess I'm trying to say that honesty is a key card that we play in the game of life. There comes a point when you just want to tell it like it is. Now, that pushes most people away from you in a New York minute, in a nanosecond, they're gone. They can't stand it. Two things. They can't stand the fact that death is over their left shoulder, and it's not only over your left shoulder, it's right, you know, it's standing under your armpit practically. And they also can't stand the fact that you need to talk about it. And you do not need to couch it in these sweet, poetic, spiritual tones. I certainly didn't do that when Bob was going through his years of torture. And he really did die a sainted man. This was a man that hardly ever complained. But he was passive-aggressive, and he let me carry all that for him. So, I may have to even the score on him with that when I get to the other side. But anyway, sometimes we just need to have a therapeutic confessional. And I'm just telling you that I'm sitting here with gray hair and zits and gas. And please come back, because next time I'm sure I will have lost this wonderfully interesting edge. Thanks.